Just remind us what you've got on your sign in Colchester.
Britain's oldest recorded town.
Okay. So how do you feel about Ipswich putting on, what was it, Terry?
Oldest English town.
Well, bit surprised, to be honest, because I don't think it's disputable. But I must start off by saying that Ipswich and Colchester are two of my favourite places in the whole wide world. So I don't want to get into an argument about it. But,
don't be so civilised about it.
As a matter of, well, as an Ipswich town supporter, I can't be too critical of Ipswich. But as a matter of fact, there's no dispute about Colchester being Britain's oldest recorded town. And Ipswich trying to muscle in on our territory is a bit cheeky of them, I have to say.
Bit cheeky, Terry?
No, not at all. I don't think there's a conflict here, Tim. I mean, I don't dispute Colchester's right to proclaim itself as Britain's oldest recorded town. What we're saying is that Ipswich is the oldest town to have been established under the Anglo-Saxons, which goes back to the 7th century. We're not arguing about the fact that Colchester was a major garrison town under the Romans way before Ipswich was anything at all. What we're saying is that it's the oldest English town to be continuously inhabited as a major settlement since Anglo-Saxon times, so for 1,400 years.
Well, in terms of that, Terry might have a point, but we did have the Saxons with us. I mean, Colchester was established during Roman times, no question about that. And it was continuously inhabited by Saxons. I mean, we know what Boudicca did to our town and in raising it to the ground, but there was continuous, there seems to be evidence of continuous habitation here in the ruins of what she left behind by the Saxons as well. So, you know, perhaps we can agree to differ on this.
So you think it's got continual Saxon heritage as well, do you?
Yeah, we've found evidence of Saxon habitation. There was a small dwelling discovered on the Lion Walk site recently. Every time we dig a hole in Colchester, we find out something different about our history. It's the fact that we have got this wonderful history, and we've found real evidence of Saxon habitation ever since the Romans left, really.
Yeah, I think that's the moot point, really, Tim. As I say, I don't think there's any reason to fall out. I think both
towns. Oh, go on, fall out. This is a fight where I come from, you know. Go on, fall out for me.
No, we're mutually appreciating.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the moot point is probably something that we can't answer as to the extent of the habitation during the Saxon period, the Anglo-Saxon period, and I don't think there is evidence.
No one around left to ask, is there, Terry?
No, not even me.
So you found one. you found the remnants of one hut. That's a farm. That's not a town, is it? No, you found the remnants of one hut in Colchester and an Anglo-Saxon hut, and that's
no, there's more than that. Okay. I mean, around Colchester, there is evidence of Saxon habitation. As I say, ever since the Romans left, all over Colchester. But you know, we share a museum service with Ipswich, Colchester Ipswich Museum Service, and we're quite happy to work together and share our history. And I hope that visitors would visit both of us.
Yeah.
So can you not put underneath your sign a little arrow pointing further down the A12?
Well, if Ipswich put oldest English town apart from Colchester on theirs, then perhaps we'll do that on ours.
What we're trying to do here, Tim, you'll be well aware that Ipswich has a bit of an image problem. And we're just trying to get people to celebrate or recognise and celebrate the fact that we have a very, very historic town here. And we need a handle to sum that up. And that's what we're talking about. I don't think we're arguing about it. I think we're talking about it. I think both towns have got fantastic heritage.
Absolutely. In terms of image, Terry, welcome to our world. I mean, we're in Essex, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And we have a bit of an image problem with Towie and all the rest of it. But we're trying to celebrate all our cultural differences and the diverse nature of our county. And I would support Ipswich and Suffolk doing the same.